Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I'm getting so excited as we get closer to Christmas, and I'm praying that it's a good time for you as well. I want you to know how deeply you're loved by God, and if you were able to purchase a copy of my CD, Journey Through Advent, replay that CD. Just milk, in a certain way, squeeze all the grace out of that CD. The information, not just the information, but the whole approach that Jesus is making toward us as he comes to reveal himself to us and as he hopes that we will receive him. Take that CD and just play it over and over and ask God to show you in your heart all through this week, especially no matter how busy. Give God time every day, how you can find it. If you really want to find it, you can find it. Just take time, either, as I said, listening to the CD, Journey Through Advent, just replay it, or looking at these particular readings each day, and do both. But immerse yourself in the beauty and the power of God's love for us and God's call to us. He came to us as a baby so we wouldn't be afraid. He could have come and incredible power and dissolved us into nothing for our sin, but he didn't. He's the merciful one. He came as a baby so that you would not be afraid to approach him. First reading today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 to 8. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they gave him, the Lord our justice. Therefore, the days will come, says the Lord. This is from the prophet Jeremiah. When they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but rather, as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of the house of Israel up from the land of the north, and from all the lands to which I banished them, they shall again live on their own land. This is a prophecy of restoration, that the scattered people of Israel would be restored with the coming of the Messiah. Psalm 72, justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. Do you know it's really true? If we really obeyed God and his word and treated one another as he has asked us to, that justice would flourish in our time and fullness of peace forever. But we want to go our own way, don't we? We want to resolve things our own way, and we wreak havoc on everybody around us when we do that. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like yours. Meek and humble does not mean lacking in strength. Meek and humble does not mean weak. It does not mean weak. It means strength, because you're relying on God for it and drawing from God. That's what God wants of you. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly because he knew he wasn't the father of this child. And such was his intention, when, behold, he could have exposed her to be stoned to death. That would have been his right. But Joseph didn't do it that way. He decided to divorce her quietly. Look right there. Kindness and mercy, even when Joseph could have easily been humiliated. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." These are people who longed for the coming of the Messiah. Can you imagine what it must have been like for Joseph? Both the terrible humiliation and perhaps total bewilderment at this beautiful woman, that how could she have betrayed him? He must have been heartsick. And yet, look what God in his mercy did. He sent an angel to him to tell him the truth. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. So simple. And yet, how much did it take for every character in this entire thing? How much did it take to gain control of oneself, to listen to the Lord, and to obey the Lord? Think about it. Look what God has done for you in Christ. It's a mystery. But we can enter into that mystery by our own willingness to obey God, by our own willingness to do what he asks of us and to follow him. One other custom that I want to make you aware of in this program, that from the 17th, which was yesterday, from the 17th to Christmas, we have what is called the O Antiphons. The O Antiphons. And they were antiphons that were there. They just go back for ages upon ages upon ages. So on the 17th, the reading, the prayer is this. And I'm going to read it to you, but you can find it in missalettes in the church. You can find it in missals. They're called the O Antiphons because they begin with the word O. The first one, "O wisdom, coming forth from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end, mightily and sweetly ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence." What is wise to do? How do we live? How do we decide? How do we relate? How do we set goals? Oh, wisdom, wisdom, coming from the Most High God, the mouth of the Most High, teach us the way to go. Teach us how to live, even in the most personal decisions of our lives. Oh, wisdom, coming forth from the Most High, from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end, mightily and sweetly ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence. Don't just do what, oh, let's just do this. Or, I don't care, whatever you want, let's do it. No, let's pray, let's seek God together. Let's make good decisions. And then on the 18th, our reading for today is this, our prayer for today, from the O Antiphons. O Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the flames of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us with outstretched arm. Come and redeem us, Lord. Bring us back to yourself. He laid down his life that you might have eternal life. Come and redeem us with outstretched arm. Do you know that you need a redeemer? Are you willing to bow yourself down before the Lord to acknowledge, I need you, Savior of the world. I need you that I might find eternal life. I need you to lead me the way to the Father. I need your suffering to break the chains of my own sin and my own bondage. I need you, Lord. That's humility, when you can pray that way. Not, thank you, I'll take care of myself. Thank you very much, I don't need anything. When in reality, we need everything. Don't be afraid to admit that. Because what it does is it opens the door to Jesus. It opens the door for him to be able to walk in. So I want to encourage you, I'll mention them this week, but go back and read the O Antiphons for each day. It's so good to do. I want to encourage you to do that. Let's put them on pieces of paper, or if you have a missalette, if you have the Magnificat magazine missalette, but there are others as well who carry the O Antiphons for these days right up to Christmas Eve. And cry out to God, O wisdom from on high, come and save us, help us, redeem us. God so loves us. So loves us. I think the last thing I'd like to say to you for today is I would encourage you during Christmas week, I would encourage you in your church, wherever you can, to go and kneel before the child in the manger. Kneel before the baby. That's not just for children. It is for the children. But it's not just for the children. It's for us to bow down. It's for us to kneel, to see that Jesus was willing to come and be like us in all things but sin. Look what he gave up to come and to be with us and ultimately to suffer and die for us. Thank him at the crib. It's good if you physically can get down on your knees before that crib and thank him. Thank him for all that he's done for you personally. Thank him for what he's done for your family. And then right there, give him all your needs. Mary's right there too. Give them your needs. Give them the things that worry you. The things that cause you to doubt, the things that cause you to fear. Just keep going to that crib because it's up for a while in churches. Go in, just kneel before the crib and just say, Jesus, help me. Make my heart like your heart. Help me. Show me the way to go in my daily life, in my work, in relationships, in plans and hopes. Dreams that I have. Teach me the way to go. There is no greater gift than that you could give to the Christ child, that you could give to our Father in heaven than that. May God bless and lead you in this last week prior to Christmas. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title Journey Through Advent, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.